Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. We have another Dodgers Rewind for you today. Today we're bringing you Hank Aguirre, a relief pitcher who only pitched one season for Los Angeles. Did I pick him? Partially because his 1969 Topps card has one of the classic Topps. He wasn't really much of an airbrush. He's very clearly in a Tigers uniform from the year before, but they just sort of cut it off. You can see part of the D on the front of his shirt. He's wearing a cap, which Topps just airbrushed the logo out of. There's no Dodger colors in it unless you, squint and count the piping on the jersey, which the Dodgers didn't have at that spot at that time, and it's not even the same color. But I just think it's funny. Back in the 60s, not every player, it just happened, the photographs were not as prevalent as they are now. And a lot of times, especially in those early days of cards, some players' baseball cards would have the same picture for multiple years of Topps cards, and maybe it's just maybe zoomed in a little bit different, or just just a little bit of a different look. But it's just sort of funny. I was looking back and I thought maybe his 1968 Topps card when he was with the Tigers was the same picture. It's actually not, but it's very clearly from the same day. He's wearing the same undershirt, although in that one he's not wearing a cap. It seems like it was a photo shoot sometime in 1967, and Topps got a few years worth of use out of that. Hank Aguirre, he was actually born locally out here in Azusa, only about, 35 miles from Dodger Stadium, probably depending on where in Azusa it was. Now, this was 1931, so it was three decades before Dodger Stadium even existed. His dad was born in Jalisco, Mexico. He was half Mexican. He went to high school in Alhambra. But one of the weirder, there was no citation, a link to what article this was from, but Wikipedia says, according to Aguirre, he didn't make the baseball team because he had quote unquote goofy feet. So he didn't play baseball in high school. I think played at junior college. He ended up signing with Cleveland in the 1950s. I think his first minor league year was at age 20, very, very brief. This was before the draft, obviously. So he pitched a little over 4 years in the minors before making his major league debut in 1955 when he was 24. So he pitched a 1-2-3 inning in his first game against the Red Sox. He struck out Ted Williams to end the inning. He asked Ted Williams after the game to autograph the ball, which, the reports that I could find said Williams reluctantly did so. Now, again, with Wikipedia on this, I tried to look up a second source for this, but there are other people that mentioned this encounter. I think Wikipedia just has the timing wrong. So it makes the story possibly apocryphal, but it's a great story anyway. Ted Williams homered off Aguirre. Wikipedia says it was within a couple weeks later, although they didn't face Boston again in 1955, so it couldn't have been that. It says Williams homered off Aguirre, and then as he's rounding the bases, he said, "Get that ball and I'll sign it too," which is just wonderful. The only problem, you know, again, they Aguirre faced Williams 8 more times in between giving up his first home run to Williams, and that came, you know, July 19th, 1958 in Boston, almost 3 years after his major league debut. So it was a walk-off homer, so it would have been extra hilarious if, like, a glum Aguirre is walking off the field and then Williams is taunting him as he's walking off. It makes the story even funnier to me. But it's a cool tidbit either way. So that game in 1958, by then Aguirre was with the Tigers. That was his first year with them. He actually pitched for Detroit for a decade, 10 seasons. During his starting years, 1962 to 66, he did lead the majors in ERA once in 1962 at 2.21. He also led the majors in ERA plus that year, and FIP, although nobody knew what those were. He did make the All-Star team, and that was the year where they had two All-Star games. He pitched in one of them. He was on both squads for both games. That was the last year. There were four All-Star games. It was a four-year stretch where they staged a second All-Star game four times to sort of raise money for the players' pension fund. This was like a few years before the players' union came into being. Another sort of, I don't know if it's a fun story, but it's involving Aguirre in 1962. His All-Star season, so he's on the mound in May. Al Kaline, Hall of Famer, Mr. Tiger, he made a game-saving catch to get Aguirre the win, but Kaline also fractured his collarbone on the catch. And in a Sabre article by Francis Kinlaw in 2021, Aguirre, after the game, said, "We won the game and lost the season." So the Tigers were sort of in contention, at least nominally, at that point in May. Kaline led the American League in RBIs, and he was, I believe, within one of the homer lead. He had led, I think he was tied for the league lead in homers the day before the catch, but then he ended up missing 2 months. Detroit was under 500 without him, 26-31. They ended up winning 85 games, but they finished 11 games back, so they kind of had their contention shot hurt quite a bit with Kaline out. But back to Aguirre, 13 seasons, his first 13 seasons in the American League, Cleveland and Detroit. He had a 3.33 ERA, a 1.14 ERA plus in 1,277 innings. In his career as a batter, now, in Wiki especially, it made a point to note that he was known for being a terrible hitter. Like, he went out of its way to mention how bad of a hitter he was. So I looked it up. He hit .085 in 427 plate appearances. But what stood out to me, and I don't know how this ranks, but he struck out in 55% of his plate appearances. That's really bad, especially at that time. Like, now you could sort of see it a little more, but back then, wow. Anyway, but we'll talk about what came next for Aguirre after this break. So Hank Aguirre, entering 1968, he's now 37 years old. He's transitioned from starting to relief over the last, like, year and a half with the Tigers. And then the Tigers traded him. Again, this was before free agency. There was no real way for players to move teams unless they were released or traded. The Tigers traded him to the Dodgers on April 3rd. This is right before opening day, 1 week before opening day, so pretty late in the process in spring training. The Dodgers sent a minor league infielder named Frederick Mulder to the Tigers 1 day later. He never played in the majors. So Aguirre was effective that year in relief for the Dodgers. Opposing batters hit just .227, .298, .234 against him. He only allowed one extra base hit. None of them were by a left-hander. A right-hander got one double off of him, and that was it. Now, 1968 was the year of the pitcher, so you have to sort of take some of these with a grain of salt. However, even with that, Aguirre stood out. So he actually allowed 8 runs that year in his 39 innings. He pitched 25 games, so he wasn't like exactly like a workhorse, but he did well for his role. But 5 of those runs were unearned. So his ERA was 0.69, which he had the lowest ERA in the majors that year for anyone who pitched more than twice. There were a couple stragglers below him who pitched. One person pitched twice. I forget who it was. A couple others pitched just one game and I think had a 0 ERA. Bob Gibson that year set a modern record with a 1.12 ERA. And he was, he had, I think, 304 innings, which is just ridiculous. He was so good. that year. But looking back, Aguirre is the only Dodgers pitcher ever with at least 30 innings and an ERA below one. If we lower that threshold to 20 innings, two pitchers had a lower ERA than Aguirre. Both were years I've been writing about baseball, which makes me feel privileged to have seen it, but also very old. George Sherrill, 0.65 ERA in 27 and two-thirds innings in 2009. Kenley Jansen, 0.67 in his rookie season in 27 innings pitched in 2010. So when I first learned of Aguirre was in 2010, but it wasn't for Kenley Jansen. It was for Kenley Jansen, actually. It was not for Kenley Jansen. So 2010, that was my second year covering baseball for True Blue LA. I hadn't yet quit like my full-time job at that point, so it was just like intermittent. I think I covered something like 20 games that year. Maybe it was less, maybe 15 or so. But it was all like weekends. I would work during the week. Then I'd go stay with my cousin in Pasadena for the weekend, do like a Saturday-Sunday thing, sometimes Friday, Saturday, or whatever, and then drive home. So it was just very intermittent. I obviously wrote from home otherwise. But that year, Hongchi Kuo was great. He obviously had his career sort of sidelined by the yips and all that and some injuries, but he was lights out from the left side that year. He struck out 73 in his 60 innings. So he ended up with a 120 ERA on the dot. He didn't allow a run in his last 10 appearances. So Kuo was closing in on Eric Gagne's Dodgers record. Now, this is with 40 or more innings. Aguirre had 39 innings. So this is how he kept coming up. I wasn't sure how low to go on the innings threshold to sort of figure out who has the quote-unquote Dodgers relief ERA record. And so if you keep it at 40 innings, Aguirre's out. If you lower it, Aguirre has the lowest. So Gagne in his Cy Young year in 2003, when he converted all 55 saves, do people even know about this? He did blow a save in the All-Star game, which this time it counts. That was the first year for that. In 2003, Gagne's ERA was 1.2024. That was the second of three straight years he had 82 and a third innings. I don't know why I still know that fact or why. It's not important at all. It's just one of those baseball things that, stick in my head. So Hongchi Kuo allowed 8 total runs that year, and as he was closing in towards the end, I knew he needed to get to exactly or at least 60 innings, and if he allowed more runs, more. But at least 60 innings to break the record. So if he got to 59 and two-thirds innings, his ERA would be 1.2067, still above Eric Gagne. So I wrote about this at some point late in the year, and I can't remember the exact details, but I know being a part of some of the pregame scrums, I don't remember if I brought it up to Joe Torre if it was like a thing where maybe I was talking to Josh Sushan, who's now the play-by-play man of the Albuquerque Isotopes, and he was host of Dodger Talk back then. And it's possible even maybe Sushan saw what I wrote or I talked to him about it and he brought it up to Torre. But the funny thing is, so again, I'm not arrogant enough to assume that I affected the decision-making of a Major League manager, let alone a Hall of Fame manager like Joe Torre. However, I am arrogant enough to think just maybe it was at least possible, but at least, implanting the seed in his head. So that season was a lost year for the Dodgers. It was also when Torre stepped down and then Don Mattingly took over the next year. So Torre did make sure to use Hongchi Kuo in the final week in what were essentially meaningless games, at least for contention-wise, including pitching him twice over the final three games of the season, over the final weekend. That was, again, already over competitively. So that got him exactly the amount of outs he needed to set the record. So Aguirre's name kept coming up in searches that year, which is how I heard of him and why his name sort of stuck in my head. I was going through some old baseball cards, which is my usual process for deciding these Dodgers Rewind. and I came across his card, and I go, oh yeah, that's the low ERA guy. So the Dodgers just had him that one season. They released him in December. He pitched two more years with the Cubs. Then he was a coach for a few seasons with Chicago, first under Leo Durocher as manager, but then once Durocher was fired, Aguirre stayed on for a couple more years in varying roles. So in 16 major league seasons, he had a 3.25 ERA, a 1.17 ERA plus in 1,179 innings, and he passed away in 1994 of prostate cancer at 63. But Hank Aguirre, the all-time Dodgers record holder for lowest ERA by a relief pitcher with at least 30 innings. So that's your Dodgers Rewind today. I hope you enjoyed this, and we will talk to you tomorrow.